With us now is Mark Schaible, and Mark is in charge of Sonics aircraft right across the field from where we are. And Mark, welcome back.
Yeah,
Mark, tell me a little bit about the background of Sonics. How long has the company been around?
Well, this company was started in 1998 by John Monette right here in Oshkosh. And prior to that, he operated Monette Experimental Aircraft, started in the 70s.
All right. And you've been in charge now the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Kind of took over for John.
Yeah. So I worked there since about 2003. And in 2022, we took over the business operation from John so he and Betty could retire. And it's been all fun and games since then.
Does he still show up every once in a while just to make sure you're still on track?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. He does. He is around, and he's back to restoring cubs. He's got like five cub projects going right now.
My goodness. Back to his roots.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. And with Sonics, you are obviously here, and you've got a display in the home-built kind of display area outdoor.
Yeah.
And you've got something brand new that you're unveiling here.
Yeah, we do. It's the new Sonics High Wing that we've been working on for quite a few years now. And some people have accused it of being a Tailwind ripoff. But, you know, I take that as a compliment, you know, because it's kind of really the... what we wanted to do is sort of a metalized Tailwind. The Sonics itself has a lot of Whitman tricks in the design, and
right.
Of course John and Whit were great friends here on the field for many years while Whit was still with us. And so, you know, it is very different though. There are a lot of different features in the airplane, and we've taken the Sonics basic concept and expanded a little bit. So we have quite a bit more useful load. It's 1,500 pounds gross, designed for the new Mosaic or Sport Pilot 2.0 regulations that we'll hopefully be hearing something about tomorrow in terms of significant announcements. And empty weight right now, our prototype is right around 820 pounds. I think builders can expect with paint and fully featured to be somewhere in the 850-pound range-ish, and still tons of useful load in the airplane.
Good. Is this kit built or scratch?
So kit build only,
okay.
And we have, you know, full kits and sub kits, you know, tail kits and that sort of thing, as well as quick builds where we build quite a bit of the airplane for you in our shop here in Oshkosh. And we are also, once the new Sport Pilot regulations take effect, which who knows could be, you know, another year before the aircraft certification side of it is done, we'll be doing the conformance process on this tail dragger prototype that we have here and the tri-gear prototype that we're building next to keep the door open, let's say, to possible SLSA production. I think definitely we'll be looking at ELSA options for people that want a really advanced quick build. And then, you know, the 51% rule goes out the window if you're ELSA. But we'll always offer an amateur built option. That's, of course, the core of our business and our only business right now. And we're fully dedicated to that first and foremost.
Have you sold any kits yet?
So we've been taking what we call kit reservation
okay.
deposits, $500 refundable deposits since February, and we're up to 74 customers
okay.
so far, which is a pretty good number. I'm pretty happy with that. And then we announced pricing on the kit earlier this week and are taking full orders. It's still a bit, admittedly, early in the test flying process. So, you know, even our pre-order, our reservation deposit holders, we're, you know, hey, no pressure, but if you're ready to go, we can, you know, convert you to a full order. The airplane's flying fantastic, so we've got a lot of confidence in how it's flying. No major changes are needed in the airplane that we can tell at this point.
Very good. How long has the prototype been flying?
So just a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just since earlier this month.
Yeah, I thought I saw it fly over the house the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
How many hours are on it so far?
Just a handful
oh, yeah. okay.
at this point, but they've been really quality order hours. We're using a UL Power UL 350 IS, which I'm really amazed at how well it's cooling and we've had no issues with the engine. So they've been really quality flight hours in terms of actually gathering data. So we've got some stall numbers, we've got some cruise numbers. We need a little bit more pitch in our prop. So actually the cruise numbers that you're seeing on our website now are probably going to increase a little bit when we get our new prop. So I just couldn't be happier with the handling and the performance of the airplane.
What are some of the speed numbers?
So at, say, 2,500 feet is where we measured it, because if you weren't here last week, lots of cloud cover,
yes.
Couldn't get up high. But 2,500 feet at max continuous RPM, we were chewing out at 160 miles an hour. We did a brief wide open throttle level flight run, and we were seeing a true airspeed of 170. And again, with, you know, an underpitched prop. So really good. Stall numbers are very Sonics-like. We're in the, you know, 40 to 50 mile an hour range for stall, depending on the flap setting. And so everything is performing as expected, just fantastic.
Good. A two-place design, correct?
Two-place, side-by-side. More room as far as pilot room and comfort, adjustable seats, adjustable stick position. You can actually, between flights, decide if you want, you know, center stick in the middle of the cockpit, which, of course, is the easiest way to get in and out of the airplane. Or if you want conventional, you know, stick between your legs. Maybe you don't want your passenger to have a stick, depending on who the passenger is, if it's your dog or whatever. And big baggage compartment, you know, depending on how you load the airplane, you can fit, you know, weight, you can make weight and balance work up to about 90 pounds of baggage.
Oh.
Now, in most cases, you'll be more like 60 pounds, again, depending on how the rest of the airplane is loaded.
Good. What was the inspiration for the design?
You know, again, it was a discussion that we've had in the company for many years, you know, really just about reaching a new part of the market. You know, there's the old saying, you're either a high-wing person or a low-wing person. So we figure, well, that's at least 50% of the people we've never appealed to before. And really, accessibility. You know, we it's no secret we have a bit of an aging pilot population, and there's people that want Sonics performance or RV performance or what have you that don't necessarily want to climb up on a wing anymore. So, you know, we're never into the bush plane, I want to say, fad that we have going on right now. You know, just like in the 90s, right, when we were working together at EAA, the big thing was fast glass, right? Landseers and glassiers. And I think the Stoll thing is a very similar thing. You know, yeah, are there some people really landing on gravel bars in the backcountry?
Yes.
Yeah, of course there are. But the majority of pilots are not. So we want an airplane just like a Sonics that is good off of a grass strip, a regular grass strip, or a regular paved runway. It just happens to be a high wing. It's aerobatic, cantilevered wing, and fast.
Very good. Mark Scheibel from Sonics. He's the owner and president. And you have, like I said, the display out in the north display area.
Yep.
What do you have in that booth?
So we have the high wing prototype. We have a Sonics B, which is a tricycle gear in that particular instance, a YX B tail dragger. We have a subsonics jet, and we have the 1X.
Very
good. We have a little bit of everything. And we even have a customer Xenos out on the flight line if you want to take a look at the Xenos motor glider.
Great. What's been the most popular of your products?
I mean, the Sonics, the original, by far is what's the most circulating out there in the world. In terms of what's been selling lately, we've been selling a lot of the 1X single place, and I think that's just because it's a newer design versus the Sonics and YX, and there's fewer of them out there in Barnstormers.
Okay.
So that's always you know, a real source of competition for us is our own product on the used market.
Yeah.
That's why we design new airplanes like the High Wing, so that we can, you know, saturate the market with that for a while, hopefully in larger numbers than we've ever seen before. And then we'll go on to the next thing, which I'm not going to talk about, but there are certainly other designs in the hopper.
Very good. And have you been doing any flying yourself?
Yeah, a bit. I got to fly the High Wing just last week.
Okay.
And I, you know, as the designer of the airplane, I'm a little biased, but I have to tell you, the handling is fantastic. I am 100% happy and excited. It does everything exactly like we wanted it to.
Very good. And you will also have factory tours throughout the week.
We do, yeah. So starting tomorrow, Tuesday through Saturday, we do factory tours at 10 a.m. And if you want to just show up over at our factory, you can do so at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, if you need a ride, we do have a couple of vans that we can shuttle people back and forth. So come to our booth to sign up for the transportation list.
Very good. And when folks come by the booth, make sure that they, like you said, sign up and get all the information on the new airplane. And maybe you'll drop a hint on what's to come?
Oh, I can't do that, Steve. It's too far off, to be honest. There's a couple different designs, totally different from one another.
Okay.
And, you know, we got to see what makes the most sense to be the next thing. Obviously, a lot of people are looking for the two-seat jet as
yep.
well, and we may be turning some attention back to that after high wing production is up and running. You know, we'll see what happens with the engine landscape for those small turbines. You know, I'd love to see some new engines come out in the market. There's all kinds of projects out there being talked about. We're kind of in a wait and see mode as far as the engine development. But yeah, there's other things as well that people have not heard of that we certainly are looking at and thinking about.
Very good. Any final thoughts before we close up today?
Yeah, just come stop by and see us, booth 602 and 603 in the home-built display area, and take a factory tour. You can have a seat in any of the airplanes and try them on, and go High Wing. Come and take a look and put your order in.
There we go. Look forward to seeing the High Wing. Not only, I've seen it in the air. Now I'm going to have to stop by the booth and see it
down.
On the ground.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Bring Julie with you if you can.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Mark Scheibel from Sonics Aircraft, and this is EIA Radio.